I'll call this meeting back to order. Next item on the agenda is Student Affairs Committee, Regent Dennis.
Well, I'm happy to let John Mark tell us something exciting. I'm assuming it's going to have something to do with campus recreation.
It absolutely is. Thank you, Regent Dennison. Dean Sales would normally introduce this item, but she had to step away to attend a funeral this afternoon. When Dr. Webb came up this morning, she talked a lot about applied learning and applied research opportunities that exist through the ARTP centers. And I don't know that Dean Sales and Dr. Webb coordinated, but I think you'll see a theme emerge as the next presentation is delivered. So the Student Affairs Committee presentation today is going to highlight another opportunity, something that, although it may sound less academic than the hydrology lab or the thermal analytics center, is nonetheless just equally as preparatory. And so at this time, I'll call up Justin Cato, who is Director of Campus Recreation and Wellness for the University, to give the presentation.
Well, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to speak this morning. Again, my name is Justin Cato. I'm the Director for Campus Rec and Wellness here at WKU. This is my fourth school year coming in. I just celebrated 3 years on the Hill not too long ago, so very happy to still be here, and really thank you for the opportunity to come and talk. I was telling my students earlier when we were getting ready. Normally when I speak, I have my talking points, and then I let the Spirit lead me wherever it needs to go. But knowing that we're very short on time and we need to be concise, I actually wrote it out, so bear with me, because I don't normally read from a script, but I'm going to do that to make sure that I stay on point for sake of time. Just wanted to reference a couple of things really quick, if it'll... There we go. On the screen, not going to talk through this, I do have some statistics and just some highlights from the fall of our department and what we've done so far this year, as well as a handout that we just passed out with some by the numbers and just some highlights from the 23-24 school year. In that handout, that's going to be some overall student numbers, some statistical breakdowns of those participants that have been a part of our programs and services, some survey results, and every year at the end of the semester or end of the school year, we put out a participant survey, and we get asked for comments, for feedback, for us to be able to improve, get better, and then also what is it that you've liked about what we've done and what we've provided. So I've added some of those in there as well. But first wanted to talk about just who we are and what we do. We consist of six different main program areas which provide the programs and services that we offer to students. The first is our facility. So obviously that is the Preston Center. It is right over across the way. That has been a big focal point on campus for recreation and wellness since 1992, and then our expansion in 2010, as well as our sports complex that was built, I believe, in the early 2000s at the corner of Industrial and Campbell. That is a 24-acre sports complex that we manage as well, and that hubs mainly our intramural sports, our rec leagues, and club sports out there. So if you're driving through there, especially in early fall, anytime between 5 and 10 o'clock, you're going to see all those lights on and a lot of students out there participating. So the facilities is a big part of our programs because it hubs everything that we do. Our aquatics is the Bill Powell Natatorium for lap swimming, our learn to swim programs, and various aquatic activities that we put on throughout the year. We also have our fitness programs. Jacob is a part of that. He's going to talk in just a little bit, which is our fitness center, our group fitness classes, our personal training, our small group trainings, and our fitness assessments that we provide for students. Hilltopper Nutrition, we actually share this program area with the restaurant group. We have two licensed dietitians that they provide nutrition and dietetic counseling for students, and they also put on a lot of programs and events based on healthy eating and helping students in fresh, making sure that they're eating If they have any dietary restrictions, making sure they know what they need to look for with the different restaurant options on campus. We have our wellness programs, which is our health and wellness programmings that we offer, our WellU incentive program, which encourages engagement and collaboration across campus to provide students different events and activities, and they get credit for doing that for scholarship opportunities that we provide for our students. We also have massage therapy. We do have two licensed massage therapists on staff. That is open for students. It is also open for faculty staff. It is also open to the Board of Regents if you'd like to come and check that out. Please give Sabrina Pate a call in the Health and Fitness Lab, and she will set up a massage for you. They are wonderful. It is very busy and keeps us on our toes with our massage therapy. And lastly, we have our sports programs, which is intramural sports. Those are our recreational leagues and tournaments that we offer the students throughout the semester. And our club sports, which is growing and has really started to come back in the last couple of years post-COVID. And those are our student-led sport organizations that they practice. It's a little more competitive, and they actually go and compete and represent us regionally and nationally at various tournaments, leagues, and things like that. We're also very big on partnering and collaborating with others across campus. Some of our main partners is it was within our student engagement arm of the Student Experience Division. So like HRL with Dr. LaRoche and her crew, we do a lot with them. We also do a lot with student activities, putting on programs and events throughout the year with our for our students. But we've also partnered with ACDC and the Center for Financial Success to put on Wayne Simpson did a program called Adulting 101. The students asked us for it. We said, you know what? That's a great idea. Let's get Wayne in. He is a very engaging speaker. So we had him come in to speak to our students about just how to be an adult and how to get ready for life after college. And then we had someone from the Center for Financial Success to come in to talk about budgeting, talk about their people's finances and how to manage that. And the students really enjoyed that. So we like to partner with people in-house and also on the academic side, and we've done a lot. We do a lot of presentations as well in academic classes, mainly on wellness topics. We have a good relationship with various professors. They reach out to us, and we have crews that will go out and speak to students in those academic classes. Our goal at Campus Recreation is to provide programs, activities, and services that are welcoming and open to all. Through our programs and services, we provide that out-of-classroom experience by using a holistic approach to well-being, as you can see through all the various numbers of different avenues we have to be able to do that. We also provide experiential learning opportunities and create a sense of belonging on campus, all in which it enhances a student's transformative experience and education during their time here at WKU. Our services and activities are social in nature, enjoyable, aim for positive outcomes, and above all, they're fun. We strive to provide an avenue for all to develop healthy habits in their daily lifestyles that create an overall balance in mind, body, and spirit, in hopes that they can take these habits with them after their time on the Hill. Students who are employed with Campus Recreation and Wellness receive experiential learning opportunities outside the classroom, which prepare them for life after graduation. Our student employees are our lifeblood. We cannot run our programs and services without our student employees. And we are very grateful for them and pour a lot into them to prepare them for their jobs and to prepare them for life after college. During their time working with us, they learn skills in communication, conflict resolution, teamwork, organization, customer service, problem solving, professionalism, and time management. We want to create a sense of belonging within our student employees that help them discover that they can be a part of something bigger than themselves, promote teamwork, mentorship, and excellence while working towards a common goal. We encourage our students and provide the tools and welcoming environment to train, develop, and empower them to become informed, engaged, and dedicated citizens. One quick tidbit I'd like to leave before I turn it over to our students was some data results from our 23-24 academic year. We found out that over 50% of all WKU students enrolled participated in our programs and services in some way, shape, or form. When I saw that number, I was shocked. That is not typical for recreation departments across the nation. But knowing that we have campuses in Glasgow and E-Town and South Campus and, you know, in different areas, I was curious how many students actually were on WKU's main campus. So I reached out to Dr. Helbig in institutional research and told her what I was looking for, and she gave me the fall 23 numbers of students that are just on campus here in Bowling Green. And we found out that 70% of those students come and participate in our activities and services. That is 70% of the unique students that come to campus here in Bowling Green. We impact and we see and we touch in some way. And that is just an amazing number. Again, you're not going to see that in any other places. This number is a testament to the passion and work ethic of our staff and our student employees. I have an amazing team, and all the credit goes to them because they're the ones that really put all this on and do that. I'm thankful to be able to be in the driver's seat and come to talk to you all to champion them. But it's really our pro staff and our students are the ones that are the driving force behind what we do. But now it is my honor to introduce two of our student leaders for just brief testimonies about their time here with Campus Rec and Wellness. This is Mikayo Smith and Jacob Everett.
Hello, I'm Jacob Everett. I first started working with Campus Rec as a freshman, as a fitness center attendant. I quickly became a supervisor, and now as a senior, I'm the fitness student manager, a supervisor still, a trainer, and the president of the student employee board. And I just want to say that working for Campus Rec has been the best decision I've made as a student. I made valuable friends, an internship, and great work experience, so I'm eternally grateful for our department.
Hi, I'm Mikayo. I started, actually the summer of 2023, I started as a controls attendant, and then by October I was a supervisor, and by March of the next year I was still a student manager. So I'm internally grateful for not only how much Campus Recreation has given me, but also how fast I've come up. I graduate in December, and I can only say that I will miss Campus Recreation so much because it's provided me with everything that I could possibly need to go out into the real world. And I've made so many different connections with not only different staff members like Jacob, but also the patrons as well. I couldn't be more thankful for them.
Well, thank you all so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Very grateful to be able to come and speak in front of you to just give you an idea of what we do as a department in our area. Thank you very much.
What are you all majoring in, and does what you've done with Campus Recreation connect to what you're going to do when you graduate?
Yeah, I'm a sports management major with a minor in athletic coaching. I'm thinking about getting into Campus Rec still, like a fitness coordinator position or continuing personal training. Mm-hmm.
Great. I'm actually a journalism major with a criminology minor, so it's nothing to do with Campus Recreation Wellness, but it has provided me kind of the insight of what I want to do in journalism, which is more towards the corporate side. A lot of stuff that I do in my position right now can coincide with the corporate side of journalism, and it's helped me figure out like exactly where I need to be because I love this position so much.
I just want to take the time to brag on Campus Recreation and Wellness to the board. As someone who has participated, like it says here, 70% of the students at WKU's main campus. That's outstanding. But as someone that's participated in multiple intramural sports and have cheered on my friends that have participated also in these sports programs, it's an amazing program. And I think it says somewhere on the back here, being able to remain active allows me to be better at school and have better mental health. I don't think that could be more true. I know a lot of students that struggle with mental health, but really pour a lot of their time and their passion into activities and programs that you all offer, and I've seen it directly benefit those students, and so I think this is a department on campus that should always be poured into, because the way you guys pour into the student body, it's, you know, you help solve maybe not every issue that the students face on this campus, but you help solve a lot of them, so thank you guys for all you do.
I just want to say I was very impressed with your handout and the statistics that show up there. I think this has got to be just a fabulous program to have that many participants in it. And you're to be commended.
Thank you.
I was very impressed.
Appreciate it.
I would comment in listening to this and seeing this, and as part of our role to be advocates for higher education, I feel sorry for students that are at Phoenix and University of Southern New Hampshire who don't have this type of thing because they're online. And we all recognize today how big a deal social isolation is. And this is a great weapon against it. It makes me think of the book that got a lot of attention years ago, Blue Zones, and they tried to determine why do certain cultures that people live in or places where they live longer and better. And one of the main reasons was the socialization that was present there. And this really gives a lot of our students an opportunity to develop those relationships and have the socialization. On my way down here today, NPR, our WKU station, had a nice little piece about, it's a movie, I guess, that's going on Netflix today or tomorrow. It's called Join or Die, and it's about clubs and how valuable they are to people because of that socialization. And they made the point that not only was it healthy, but they have data showing the economics behind it are strong. So I thank Regent Dennison and the committee for bringing you all here today. I think this is a really great presentation and speaks to all kinds of levels of importance for our students and our society, really. So thank you.
Well, as always, I think this is the best part of the meeting. I'm so glad I get to chair it. This has so much importance in developing our future generations and making sure they're healthy. And as we say, physical activity helps our physical, but also helps our mental. And, you know, Jacob, I would just encourage you, you know, one of the things I see is, you know, a lot of people aren't particularly athletic, you know, but they need to be fit, or they need to try to be fit, you know. So, you know, reaching out to those kind of people, which would have been me when I was in high school, you know, I think that's just so important to try to get that element of people involved. And then my question is, so we're doing 70% on this campus. What are we doing on the Glasgow campus and our regional campuses? Is there anything that's being offered there?
Nothing from our department that is on those campuses, because with us being, you know, located here, I'm not aware if there's any recreational facilities in Glasgow or E-Town or any others. I'm not sure if that takes place or not, or if there is anything. But it's definitely something that should be considered to offer, you know, if at minimum, just a place to be able to work out, congregate, and try to be more healthy and active and give them a break in between classes. I don't know what the infrastructure looks like on the other campuses, so it's difficult to speak to that. But our main focus is here on the main campus, because this is where we're hubbed and located to do.
So I believe in Glasgow there's a walking trail that's right there by the facility. And we've had these conversations around, you know, how much do you invest? How much will they be used for folks that are pretty transient, right? But if you create something that was sticky, would they stay? And so that's not just for recreation, which is important, but also food service too. So we've made some moves on the food service side, certainly in Glasgow. But there are other opportunities if you have the student density.
We also have faculty staff there, so we talk about our health and wellness and our health insurance costs. You know, even if it's just a rotating person who goes and does a fitness class, I don't know, just some thoughts.
Yeah,
y'all could also maybe look into, because I might be mistaken on this, but I'm pretty sure like the Glasgow students still pay a student fee that goes towards programs like the Preston Center. So I heard that a few years ago. That might not be true, but is that true? Okay, that's not true. Well, even if maybe you can implement like a tiny little fee or something like that to partner with a local gym, because I know there's gyms in Glasgow, and maybe it could be a way you could pour into the community by offering maybe even like just students in the area could have maybe like even like a discounted rate to use that gym, because I know building an entire gym for the Glasgow campus might not be the most feasible option, but you know, taking advantage of some of the already existing infrastructure in the local community could be beneficial to look at.
Thank you. It was wonderful.
Appreciate y'all.
And that concludes Student Affairs.
All right. The next committee.